All righty, welcome back in. It is the Zach Gelb Show on the Infinity Sports Network. We go from the Final Four to Augusta. Yeah, that's right. It's a tradition unlike any other. It is Masters season, with the Masters officially getting underway tomorrow. We'll see if Scottie Scheffler, who had an elite Masters menu as they had the Masters dinner the other night, will be able to repeat. And we'll continue to take a look around the golf world and see who will have a chance to don the green jacket coming up on Sunday. Now joining us, as he does before pretty much each and every major, he's a phenomenal senior writer at Golf Digest, and that is Alex Myers, kind enough to join us right now on the show. Alex, appreciate it. Happy Master season, and how you been?
Hey, Zach, great to talk. I'm doing great. Obviously, here at Augusta, it's tough to have a bad day.
All right, let me start you off with Scottie Scheffler, right? He won it last year. We saw the Elite Masters menu that he had, which I thought it was just phenomenal all around, and I wish I had a green jacket just to simply get at the dinner. Clearly has a great chance to repeat, but what's the feel around Scottie at Augusta?
Yeah, I think, you know, whatever concern about his hand or whatnot from the kitchen Christmas Day ravioli incident is past him. He had that great final round in Houston a couple weeks ago. He couldn't quite track down the lead in Minwoo Lee, but he almost did. And he, you know, anybody else coming in with his results would be ecstatic. But because it's Scottie and it's like, oh, he hasn't won in six events, it's kind of treated as a slump, which that shows how great he's been. But no, I think he's rounding into form. He's all systems go. And, you know, he deserves to be the favorite based on what he's done the last 3 years here.
Where's your confidence? We know that he's still looking to complete the career grand slam of Rory McIlroy. The one he has not accomplished is obviously donning that green jacket at Augusta.
Yeah, no, it's about as high as it's ever been, I think, at least for me and him. He, you know, it's the first time he's ever won twice on the PGA Tour before April. He not only won twice, but he won two huge events at Pebble Beach and at the Players. And more importantly, it's his all-around game is arguably better than it's ever been. I mean, you know, it used to just be he really separated himself with the driving. But it's been everything this year for him. It's been irons, it's been the short game, even his putting has been good at some time. So I just think this is his best chance, or right up there with what we've seen. And, you know, the rain that we got the last couple of days certainly was music to his ears. I do feel good about Rory coming into this week.
Alex Myers here with us right now on the Zach Gelb Show on the Infinity Sports Network, previewing the Masters. You know, during COVID, we saw the explosion of Colin Morikawa and also Bryson DeChambeau. We know the success that both have had in majors. Give me a little feel on both of them heading into this week.
Yeah, I mean, you're hitting all the guys that I really like this week. Not that that's going out on a limb or anything, but no, they're both in great shape. You know, Bryson was even in contention and at Doral last week at the LIV event. He was happy because even though he didn't win, he said he played well in the wind there, and he expects, you know, the winds here are always very tricky. So he's looking forward to that and being tested in that way. And Morikawa, yeah, it's wild that someone could play as well as he has since the beginning of last year and not win a golf tournament. Of course, he was so close down there at Bay Hill, and he got you know, edged by Russell Henley with that late eagle chip in. But he has played so well. He's you know, I think he's top five in just about every stat going back to last year. And just to not have a win in that span again is kind of crazy. And it, like you mentioned, I mean, he has won two majors. It's not like he hasn't gotten to the top of that mountain before. So I really like him. I don't know if I want to give it away, but he's my official pick, Colin Morikawa.
And where is the confidence with Will Zalatoris? What's the read on him with all he's been through?
He's one of my sleepers, and it's rare that you could call someone who's, you know, finished in the top 10 every time he's teed it up here a sleeper. But he's coming in at, you know, 65, 70 to 1 because obviously with all the back issues and this and that, and he's still stuck under the one PGA Tour win. But whatever form he's been in, when he has showed up here and played, he has played great, including that runner up in his debut when he almost tracked down Hideki Matsuyama on Sunday. So I do like Zalatoris. I liked him at the Players, and halfway through his round on Saturday, I thought he was going to win, and then he makes a nine out of a sudden. Didn't he hit a ball into the water at the Players? Just a crazy collapse for him. Forgot what he shot in the back nine, Zach, but it's like what we would shoot, you know, 43, 44, something like that. It was
I'm not shooting that. Let's be, okay. If I'm shooting that, I'm happy. I'm doing the worm on the 18th walking off the green.
So he just collapsed there on that Saturday. But it was really just one hole. So that's what gives me the confidence that, man, I mean, if you could just avoid that one crazy hole, we know what he can do here. He's such a great iron player. So I do like Will Zalatoris.
Now, remember, Alex Myers once made SportsCenter for a hole-in-one that he had. If I ever made SportsCenter for my golf, it would be for the not top 10 play, all right? That's what it would be there, Alex.
Exactly. Yeah, man, can't believe that. That's still – we're coming up on a year. I'm going to have to celebrate it somehow. Yeah,
yeah, let's have a Masters dinner with you. We'll see what you're cooking on up. So you like Morikawa. Like Zalatoris.
Give me, I know we're hitting the guys I like.
Give me two more guys, outright winners, that you maybe sprinkle a few dollars on.
Yeah, so the other guys that I bet were Sepp Straka, Akshay Bhatia, Will Zalatoris, and Russell Henley. Those are my guys that – those are the only – and Morikawa. Those are my five, like, official picks. Obviously, Morikawa is in that – more elite range. The other guys are in the 50-1 or below, but I do think they're all undervalued. Certainly Sepp Straka, I mean, he's been leading or right near the top of the FedEx Cup all season. Great ball striker, the Georgia vibes with him being a bulldog. He's a guy I think is definitely being overlooked.
Is Hideki Matsuyama, who's won a master at 33-1, is that like a sucker bet, or do you think there's a good chance this week?
No, I don't think that's a sucker bet at all. And based on how he started the year shooting 35 under at Kapalua, I'm sure his odds then were 20-1 or whatever. So you're actually getting a decent number there. I would call that a fair number. I wouldn't say it's undervalued or overvalued. I would call that pretty fair. But yeah, I mean, that's the thing with the Masters, Zach. We're going through these guys, and it's like when you play a major at the same venue every year, and you've played enough times and you're a great player, you are going to have a couple good performances here, right? So we can almost look to anybody and say, oh, but remember in that year they were close. So that's where it gets tough and dangerous. So I tried to limit my bets at least to one top guy and then maybe four, you know, mid to long shots.
So Ricky Fowler for years was someone that was like, oh, he's going to win a major. He's going to win a major. Maybe it's just because of the nice pants. Now for me, that has become Patrick Cantlay, as we've discussed.
You also, love that guy.
Ludvig Åberg, too. I think that's another guy that people are expecting him to break through and eventually win one of these majors. I know he was close last year at Augusta, finishing second. But when you look at Ludvig Åberg and Patrick Cantlay, handicap that going into this week.
I would take Ludvig based on last year alone. The runner-up finish in his first, not only first Masters, but first major appearance. That was awfully impressive, and he just is such a cool, calm customer. Not that Cantlay isn't too, but just it's such a calm customer out there. I would be shocked if he doesn't win a handful of majors, whereas Cantlay has had the time. He's won plenty of PGA Tour events, but he's still looking for that first major. At some point, you know, he becomes Ricky Fowler, right? Yeah. Where it's like, oh, this is inevitable. But at some point, it's not. Now, we were kind of starting to say the same thing about Xander last year, and he won two. So, you know, things can change quickly. There's only four of these a year. And if you just happen to have, you know, peak at the right time, you can change your legacy in a heartbeat. But with those two guys, I would definitely lean towards Ludvig just because of Cantley's, let's be honest, poor track record in majors.
Terrell Haddon's also someone that always people in the golf world go, oh, keep an eye on him, keep an eye on him. It seems like you're out on him, judging by that sigh that I just heard.
Well, if you look at one of the – well, first of all, I have to be out on somebody. Yeah. But second of all, you know, you look at that recent –
Alex Myers hates Terrell Haddon. That's the headline out of this interview.
No, there was that recent LIV leaderboard where he finished behind Anthony Kim, I believe. Oh, wow. I mean, he really struggled lately. If you went back 3, 4 months, 5 months, I'd be like, yeah, this guy's a top 10 player in the world, no doubt about it. But I know maybe that was just 1 week, but that just kind of scares me. So I kind of wrote him off. Also, I've seen him out here. I mean, he one year he did he was pretending to shoot a gun at the 13th hole. He was so upset about a break he got. He says he hates this course.
Yeah.
Just bad vibes from him. Even through all that, would he finish top 20 or something? Yes, but I just could never bet on him to win.
Two names we haven't really discussed. I know you mentioned Xander Schauffele briefly, and then also Jon Rahm. How about those two?
Yeah, I mean, look, Xander, from a betting perspective, if you still believe that he's healthy, which I don't see there's any reason not to. He came back. He says he's healthy. You're getting a good price. I mean, this guy won two of the four majors last year, and you're getting him at like 18-1. He would have been 8-1, if he hadn't had this injury and missed a couple months. So from that perspective, I do like that. He's obviously we know he's played well here. He's had some close calls. He also has some scar tissue, as they like to say. But now that he's got those two major wins, I think that really flips everything for him if he's in the mix down the stretch. So I certainly like him. And Rahm, Rahm had a, no ifs, ands, or buts. He had a terrible major season for him last year. Very disappointing. It started here, lackluster performance. And he had this weird toe injury. He missed the US Open. But he has been quietly going along, finishing top 10 in every live event. Not that that's a crazy great accomplishment, but just he has bit played consistent golf, and he was the guy. I'm sure you remember. I said I'm going to pick this guy every year till he wins, and he won. So there's no reason to think he can't do it again, for sure.
So let me ask you about LIV, because it's not even on my
Yeah.
radar. A few years ago, right, LIV and PGA, it was so contentious. Then you had the merger, and I still don't even know what that means. Where are we at with this LIV PGA stuff?
It's one of the most bizarre situations. I
It's
can't imagine
obnoxious at
that
this rate.
it is. It's dragged on, and you can tell the players. There was a period where the players got tired of talking about it because they didn't want to talk about the supposed animosity between the
Yeah.
players. Now they just don't want to talk about it because they don't know what's going on. First of all, I really get the
Well,
vibe
the
that
players only want to talk now when they win. If they lose, they don't want to
well,
talk
that.
anymore, right?
That's true too. That's true. They're very worried about making headlines, as they
Yeah.
like to say. Don't write an article about this. But yeah, it's bizarre. And a couple months ago, it seemed like this was going to be a done deal. Apparently, they had this White House meeting, which everybody thought was almost just going to seal it. And I guess it didn't go well. And they PGA Tour has now turned down an official offer, a $1.5 billion offer that included Liv sticking around. The PGA Tour wants Liv gone, and Saudi PIF they do not want Liv gone. They want to keep it going, even if they do merge with the tour. So we are now back to almost square one, it seems like. The only thing that's changed is these sides can't sue each other because that initial agreement that was part of it. So it almost like PGA Tour is now waiting to see how this year plays out because most of these initial live contracts were 4-year deals, and this is the fourth year. So they almost want to see, is Brooks Koepka, who sounds very much like he wants to come back to the tour, is he going to leave live? Is, if they just lose a couple of their big names, then all of a sudden they're in a lot of trouble, and the PGA Tour says, why do we need to team up with you? So it's gone on so long that now the balance of power has almost shifted back to the tour. And if you look, last week, Zach, was really interesting on Sunday. It was the first time where LIV really had, I think, a fair opportunity to measure itself TV ratings-wise. They had a great leaderboard at Doral, and the tour was in San Antonio, not a big event, and Brian Harman had a big lead, not the sexiest leaderboard, and the tour rushed them in the ratings once again. And then LIV is now on Fox now. They're on a major network, so no complaints there. The tour crushed them. So, as Brooks Koepka said, quote, I thought we'd be further along than this 4 years in. So that's kind of where we stand.
Last thing I'll ask you, as Alex Myers is here with us from Augusta, does a great job, obviously senior writer for Golf Digest. We all know Tiger Woods, right, was the most feared golfer, and we know the run that he had. He would show up. You always thought he was not only had a chance that he was going to win the tournament. Now, when you go to an event like this with Tiger not being in the picture with the Achilles and how long it's been, even since the great redemption story that he had, who are the three most feared golfers right now when you head into a major, in your opinion?
Yeah, well, I mean, clearly Scheffler, everybody just is in awe of him. Even Xander last year when he won his first major was like, I'm just trying to climb the Scheffler mountain. I have my little ice pick in here, but he's still up here. Maybe he was underselling it. But Scheffler's the guy. I guess, I mean, it's hard not to say Rory, but just because he's now been a decade without the majors, I think if it's any other event, it's Rory. But if it's at the majors, it's maybe not Rory. Xander with the two majors last year has to be a guy. And then, of course, Brooks Koepka is still lurking. He is the guy. So I would actually take Rory out of it. I'd put Brooks, Xander, and Scotty in that, at least for the majors. Again, Rory has won everything under the sun multiple times since his last major, but he when it comes to these weeks, I don't think people are, I don't think people fear him. I don't. So it would be Scotty, Xander, and Brooks probably for me, because they've won the most, at least in the last couple of years.
Now you don't like the pimento cheese, right?
I do not. You were
Okay.
right.
So what's
And
the
I
dessert?
just
You get the dessert, right? That you eat like 15 of them in a day.
I literally just finished one. I was like wolfing it down, because I was like, I can't go on the screen with you. But yeah,
Yes, you
the
could
joy,
have.
joy I
That would have been
could
the highlight
have
of our show.
it would have been good. I'm sorry. Could have given you a good clip. The Georgia peach ice cream sandwich is so good. And then I'll give a shout out to one other sandwich. The classic chicken.
Ooh.
It was always my favorite, but the last couple of years, I don't know what it was, and someone must have been making it different.
Yeah,
This year, it is
it's
back. It is so back, and I am very grateful for it to be back.
He's Alex Meyer, senior writer for Golf Digest, joining us from Augusta National. Alex, we appreciate it as always. Thank you.
You got it, Zach. Enjoy the golf, man. Take care. Thanks for having me on.
You got it. There he is, Alex Myers. We'll take a timeout. When we come on back, the Suns missed the playoffs. What's the latest for KD? Where is the legacy of Kevin Durant at as well? But first up with the latest sports flash, here's the ACK man, Rich Ackerman.